Jack. Mobile. 54STD, hope you can hear me. I'm in a bad location.
How are you, Larry? How are you this evening?
Pretty hungry. I just called Rhonda and asked her what she wanted. I'm going to stop at a little place in Easley and get some food and take home.
Like a plan. I'm on my way home, too, to see what the wife has got for supper. Been up here at Anchor and had one of the evangelists in here with a bus that's got engine problems, so come up to look at it.
Hope it's not too serious. I think I told several people that when I was in college, chemistry, the professor says once you pass that course, your office will do another course of chemistry. Well, that's the way I have been with car repairs. Every time I get one thing fixed, I'm always rewarded with another problem.
After that, it seems the way it goes, doesn't it? But there's old buses like they run the old Prevost buses with the AV92 in it. They're constantly having to do something to them.
Well, some vehicles are prone to that, but all of ours has over 200,000 miles each. I hope I can run them as long as we can.
That. Mine's got, 168 on it now. Pickup truck's got 280 on it. And the wife's car is getting ready to roll 200. So I know what you're talking about.
The interesting thing about this RAV, it is good on tires. We had a set of Michelins on it. And I kept up with, when we put things on it, rotate tires and just replace them. We had some Michelins that lasted over 100,000 miles.
Good deal. And most of the, Michelin makes an 80,000 mile tire anyway. And I don't know if that's what you had on there, but Michelin does a lot to test all that stuff. That's what I run on the tool truck. And I go down there and visit with them and their engineers at least every couple of months, and it's always fascinating to talk to them.
I know a guy that I used to work with, he works for Michelin now. I think he does IT work. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I talked to him.
The shop and where they're doing the testing and modifying of suspension stuff to see what happens, what does what, and they're calculating the wear on the tires and the scrub rates and all that stuff, what conditions. So it's pretty neat to watch some of that stuff and talk to them about it.
I've had trouble. The Spartanburg I go to get tires now, and they are so good that every time I go to them, I never get back. But some places I went to, I had trouble with the truck, vibration. And I went back so many times, they finally told me to stop coming back. They couldn't help me.
Isn't it that all they care about is selling you a product and moving on, not taking care of it after the sale?
They said, your rims are bad. So I bought new rims from them. New tires, and then they mounted all that, and it still vibrated. And I went back, and they said, "Well, your truck's got a problem." Then this place in Spartanburg, those people know what they're doing. I mean, they got the equipment, the know-how, and I've been real pleased with them. It's a long way for me to drive to get work done, tire work, but it's worth it.
After that, that's what I tell everybody. Find you a place you can trust and do business with. No matter where it's at, you go there, and that's who you do business with.
Well, I found a good place. I took all three of our vehicles, Ben. I went over there with my mother one day to get her car worked on. But anyhow, right now, I got food on break. Right, I won't see you there.
Well, Larry, I am getting ready to lose a repeater here. here for a little bit because I'm going into a bad spot myself. So if I don't talk to you, you and Rhonda have a Merry Christmas, and good to hear you this afternoon. KO4HK, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Thanks for listening. This is Hope You Have.